Hello, and welcome to another episode of Twat Tech with your host, Operator. This episode of Twat Tech is going to be over curl, libcurl, and the wonders of post and automation. First things first, if you've used the command line wget post, similar to that with curl's command line, except there's a few changes, and then also it supports more authentication types. So if you're going to learn one, you might as well learn curl because it's more flexible. Libcurl is the library for PHP, and we'll go over that later, and that's what we'll also be talking about. Seeing as how it's scripting mostly, there's not much I can do with audio, so I'm going to try to provide as many links as I can in the show notes for example code and cut and paste stuff for you guys. Libcurl is a command line tool for transferring files with URL syntax supporting FTP, FTPS, HTTP, HTTPS, SCP, SFFTP, TFFTP, Telnet, DICT, file, and LDAP. Now the command line curl is flexible, but not as flexible as libcurl, and you'll notice on the site there's a lot more options for libcurl. So once you get the basic command line for curl, you can see the examples. We're going to jump straight into libcurl, and you know, I'll post some examples and stuff for you. I've always wanted to automate login scripts, things like that, and ideas that I've had for automated authentication and download scripts. So I finally got around to learning libcurl, and I've got a few ideas so far for automated scripts, AT&T notification script for if you're over on your minutes, and also a snort IDS automated download script that'll download the latest signatures. Easiest way you're going to get libcurl support is add it through PHP extensions, and that's going to be in your ports or whatever, apt-get, whatever you use. Once you got it going, you've tested a sample script, you're going to need some kind of way to see the headers, the full headers. I use Firefox's extensions, live HTTP headers, and also web developer, which makes it a little bit easier to see the interface. You can has a few GUI options in there. Also, you want to try Firebug. First off, what you're looking for in a post authentication script and or any kind of automated authentication script, you want to look for anything in there that says post. You're not too worried about GET requests, but what you want is post. So what you do is start up live HTTP headers, then uncheck the capture box, go ahead and get everything set up as far as logging in, then check the capture box, log in, get to the page you want to display or download or automate, and then stop the capture. Once you stop the capture, you want to save it to a text file, and that way you don't have to redo the same thing over and over again. So you have a full log of everything that's going on, and you can go from there. Once everything is all captured, you're going to want to look for the first line that's the actual line that the URL that it's on, and then also post, and then also what it's posting is the content length. So that's the actual string you'll put inside of the post data. And the easiest thing to do, like I said, is open up that log file, go through every single action that that goes through, even the gets, because you're actually going to get some cookies and things of that nature. When you go to different pages, you might get some extra cookies that you might need on the other page. So you want to log all that stuff, and basically you're reproducing all the actions and all the traffic flow that's going in between those two things. Pretty much the only problem that I've had is with redirects, so you might need to parse out some redirects once you've displayed your data to the client. And that way that if it has some kind of JavaScript running or time variable or something like that, it's going to not redirect you to the different page and display your data. And also you're going to notice that sometimes images won't load properly because you're on the server, and what you'll have to do is set a base. So you can say base herf, and it'll base it to wherever the working directory of your script is. Now it's not going to run everything, but it'll at least download the images and show you the images that would be on that site. Another thing you're going to notice is debug features are curlop verbose and curlop standard error. That's curlop _verbose and curlop _sterr. you're going to want to turn those on, and then also you're going to want to print it out at the bottom or at the top before you print the result back. Maybe in a standard text form, and maybe in a different frame, or however you want to set it up. Now, it doesn't cat it out directly, so you have to print it out yourself and print the file out yourself. So those are two notes that you can use as far as debugging your scripts and seeing the actual information that curl is sending to the server itself. That wraps up this episode, short episode of TwatTech. And you heard MIA, her new CD, just came out like the 27th. So anybody questions, have any questions about anything or any other topics of my previous twats, then drop me a line at rmccurdy.com, rmccurdy.com. Peace.